Blizzard warnings kind of continue for the High Plains Radio listening area. A lot of southwest Nebraska, you guys have been out and about. We're getting a lot of snow, but boy, it's blowing like the dickens outside. And some of that, the visibility especially, is probably pretty low this morning with the high winds and the snow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. We've had trucks out for a few hours now, and I think the storm came in pretty much like was forecasted in the McCook area. For the most part, our roads are wet with some slushy spots. As you move farther west up towards Imperial, Palisade areas, they picked up a couple more inches of snow. Really the same thing, though. We've got good ground temperature, thankfully, and don't have ice, but slush and visibility are a real problem this morning, and it gets a lot worse as you go east.
One thing that's pretty good for all of us, Kerry, is it's a nice wet snow. You said slush, so nice and wet. That'll soak in the ground nicely for all of us, won't it?
Yeah, it should help. And I guess travel-wise, I would not recommend travel right now, even with the lower amounts of snow around the McCook area. We've got some places where the wind and snow is causing some visibility issues. Our trucks are moving, but as you get to the east, start heading east, especially Cambridge east, conditions are a lot worse, and our guys we're on the road, but they're barely moving, and you know, the farther east you go, the worse it gets. Interstate 80 is closed from Kearney east to York, so I absolutely would not recommend anybody travel, and especially east.
Yeah, just hunker down for the time being. A lot of schools, pretty much all the area schools, are closed for the day. Especially in town, I think it's okay. Just take it slow. But out of town on the highways, Kerry, yeah, just not a safe thing to do for the next couple of hours. Maybe around lunchtime, 1 o'clock, you think it'd be clear? Maybe clear off a little bit more for you.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like, and we're supposed to get even possibly some sunlight. And I would say we should be able to clean things up pretty quick. And then, the possibility of shifting some of our trucks to the east to help out that way, because it's going to be a little later in the day when that snow clears out. So best thing that can help us is just, stay out the roads. All it takes is one vehicle getting stuck in the road and then we can't move either, and then we got a real problem. So I just encourage everybody, go to 511.nebraska.gov, look at the camera views right now, what our truck drivers are seeing, and you'll know why you should stay home.